Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Yes, my reservation code is 2311-0019-2128.
2128. Alrighty. Let me enter that in real quick for you, sir. How's your day going?
All right.
Good to hear it. I had to write that down because I wasn't in a screen where I could enter that in whenever you start reading it off. So just 1 second and I'll get that entered and pull you up in our system here. 2128. This is for Jenkins Building Supply Incorporated?
Yeah.
All right, and this is for Jimmy Jenkins there?
That's Jim Jenkins right here.
All right, Jimmy, and is the number you're calling in from, is that the best number to reach at?
Yeah, 985-735-8592, yeah.
8592, alrighty.
Yeah.
And if you have a pen available, I can give you my direct number also.
And your name is Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Alright, what's your number, Dennis?
My direct number is
858-519-5315. 5315. Okay.
And looking into this, it looks like we do have your company pre-qualified with us here. You're a lumber retail yard. Okay. Are you attached to any? Are you your own entity, or are you attached to like Ace Hardware or anything like that? I'm just curious.
No, just individual.
Individual. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I worked at Ace Hardware in high school for about 3 years. So. The owner had us building houses for a minimum wage, pretty much. But looking at this, were you looking to purchase some inventory then with our funds, or were you looking to purchase some equipment or maybe hire some personnel or something like that?
Inventory and consolidation of some loans.
Okay.
I'm looking at either 3 or 5 years.
Gotcha, okay. With a monthly payment as well, okay. Right. And that would be for inventory then? Is the inventory is that just going to be like something you turn back around and sell to your current clients?
Right.
Okay. Well, we do have loans up to 5 years for equipment, but as far as working capital goes, the longest I've seen in a while has been 2 years. It's typically 24 months. Doesn't mean that you wouldn't qualify for a longer term, but we do have options where you can secure collateral such as equipment or something of that nature and get more of a traditional type loan with a longer term and a monthly payment.
What about 24 months?
Well, 24 months would either, the only downside of that is it's either going to give you a, it's actually, there's not an APR onto it. They don't, it doesn't accrue any extra interest over time. So they use what's called a factor rate for the cost, but it usually starts out at right around 10 cents on the dollar.
10% interest.
Well, 10 cents on the dollar, right, if you want to look at it like that, or 10% of the actual funds that you borrow, correct?
Right.
And the only downside of that is that...
$250,000 would be $25,000 a year interest.
Well, let's see here. So, yeah, you're correct. Yeah, for $250,000.
10%. I'm sure collateral equipment loans are a lot cheaper rate.
Right, they're more traditional. If you're looking to go that route, you would be expecting a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years with one monthly payment that has a rate actually attached to it, correct? So,
payment unsecured is $10 on 10 cents on 100, 10%.
For unsecured, correct. If you're looking for secured, it's a different type of approval. It'd be an actual rate attached to it. Probably around anywhere from 7 to 12%. In that ballpark there.
What do you need for me to apply? What you gotta have? Tax return. Bank statements?
Right. We just need to capture the current cash flow of the company. We'd want to look at 6 months of business bank statements, most recent business tax return, and just our application filled out. Were you looking to go the secured route to attach collateral to this, or?
No, unsecured.
Unsecured, okay. Okay, so yeah, we just need to look at 6 months of business bank statements, that most recent business tax return, and our application. And I can either email this application out to you, or I could fax it to you, whatever's.
I'll call you back. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Jimmy. Thank you.